Hi. Have you ever set a new goal or created a new system, and after a short time you stop doing it? The problem is probably your mindset. We often change things physically before we start to change things up in here. And it's up in here that we need to change things first to make anything lasting. And so I'm offering a free mindset little course. And because I find that that's where the lasting change will come from, is by changing your way of thinking, and then you will change the way you do things. And so just a few things. This is just a little spending card that I have in my wallet. And it reminds me, and it's by my debit card, that I want to choose financial freedom. Now, financial freedom is different from all of us. What it looks like for you might be different from what it looks like for me. But through the course, you'll find out what it does look like for you, because you can't achieve anything unless you know where you're going, the destination. And so you choose financial freedom. And then it goes into kind of some comparisons. Do you spend your time or spend your money, or do you invest your time or invest your money? Do you know what your needs are? Do you know the difference between needs and wants? And the other and most important thing is, do you know the difference between your wants and your really wants? And this course goes really into that. What are your really wants, so that we can make an informed decision of what you're going to spend your money on or what you're going to spend your time on? It also says this versus that. Are you going to buy this, but that means you're not going to get that? That is the most important thing, that's your goals, your things you want to achieve. But often we always choose the here and now, the spontaneous spends. But when we say yes to this, we're saying no to that. And that is really what we want. We also have on there the idea. Do you like the idea of something you're buying? So it's just the idea. You're just caught up in the moment and you're buying the idea, you're with a friend, and so she's buying one, so you buy one. Or have you thought, before you purchase it, thought of the reality of it, or the outcome of doing that? Often we often just think about the idea, but we will talk about focusing on more the outcome of how you will feel a week, a day, a year after that, and what things you will miss out because you made that purchase just on an idea, liking the idea. And another one is changing your wording to, it's I can't buy that, to I don't buy that. I choose not, or I don't buy that because it doesn't give me the outcome, or it's not going to lead me to my financial freedom. And so will you spend or invest your money or invest your time? And we also talk about the significant factor. Is buying this significant to the point that it's going to get you to what you really want? Or is it just wasting your money or just doing the here and now? Significance is, how long will it matter? When you buy that thing, how long will you still enjoy that thing? How long will it give you the benefits that you want? How long will you be excited about that purchase? And the significant factor will help you realize whether it's something that you should buy or if it's just a here and now, and it's time to put it back on the shelf. So anyway, check out my page, Essential Spending Planner, and there's my services there. And just let me know. And it consists of 5 emails and a couple Zoom appointments, which is online with me. And had great responses from my current clients that do the spending plan. But this is one that I just want to offer everyone, because it really can change the way you spend your money, which means that you will have more money to do the things that you really, really want.